vent, deux patines pour nous, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits riens de tout, mais qui en disent long. En voyant notre mine ravie, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une espoir qui donnait la prise. La semaine prochaine,
c'est bon.
N'importe quand,
c'est bon.
Seulement le luxe,
c'est bon.
C'est bon. Ce petit sensation,
c'est bon.
Dis-moi,
c'est bon.
Est-ce qu'il y a par chance quelqu'un ici de la maison avec nous ce soir avec?
C'est bon.
Un petit yacht,
c'est bon.
Non, hein?
C'est bon.
Demain, peut-être.
C'est bon.
Oh, c'est bon.
C'est bon.
Ces petits sensations.
C'est bon.
You get what I mean, don't
c'est
you?
Bon, c'est bon.
Voilà, c'était.
Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That was Eartha Kitt, C'est si bon, où est la chatte dans la piscine. Que drôle. Je m'appelle Rémi, et vous-même, qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Au revoir. All right, great. Moving on. Chances are I'm going to have to set up again, so give me a second. As we go into my Eartha Kitt retrospective, stand by for Eartha Kitt, I want to be evil.
My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper, the girl who's never been cased. But I'm tired of being pure and a nut chase. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax, I wanna be evil. And cheat at jacks, I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies, I wanna be mean. And throw my ties. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I want to see some dissipation in my face. I want to be evil. I want to be mad. But more than that, I want to be bad. I want to be evil and trump an ace just to see my partner's face. I want to be nasty. I wanna be cruel, I wanna be daring,
I want to shoot pool and in the theater. I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I want to be evil. I want to hurt flies. I want to sing songs like the guy who cries. I want to be horrid. I want to drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me, just as mean and evil as I can be.
The Kit. Boom. That's the way I want to close out Women's History Month with Eartha motherfucking Kit. Anyway, that's right. Well, her name, it wasn't Eartha MF'ing Kit, but that's how I feel about her, so whatever. Anyway, rest in peace, rest in power, Eartha Kit. Oh, speaking truth to power, Eartha Kit. Oh, I played that song today because that was... that's how I feel about the last, about yesterday's events dealing with Congresswoman Maxine Waters and the journalist April Ryan having to deal with ridiculous stupidity from men, you know, regardless of color, but just men in period. Like, you know, I don't think we do what right by women when we have to like degrade them to a level of like, well, you're a woman, so you wouldn't understand, or you're a woman because you look like that, or you're a woman, so I need to put you in your place, and they didn't deserve that, you know. Sean Spicer, I can't say you're better than that because you've got a shitty job and you can leave that job. You know, you're like, your wife and kids are not under like gun threat of death that you have to work for that loser. So you're there by choice. So you chose to act like a fool, and you chose to think that you can talk to people any sort of way, you know. So you're a dick, you know. So eat dicks, you know. And I know, like, April Ryan would never say that to you in your face, but I'm going to say it for her. There you go. Like, I'm going to say it on her behalf, even though she may not want me to say or speak for her, because that's not what she wants. Because she can speak for herself. She's a strong woman. She's going to be all right. And you, Bill O'Reilly, go fuck yourself every day of your life. Every day of your motherfucking life. Eat dicks, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, kiss my black ass. All right? Don't you ever talk about Auntie Maxine like that. Don't you ever in your life, think you could step up and talk about Auntie Maxine Waters. How dare you? How fucking dare you? You another one grabbing by the pussy. You're like, look at you. Your white privilege has been so exerted that your job, because you get ratings, has allowed you to do whatever you want and hide behind that freaking white shield and not deal with the realities of the fact that you can't act like a dickhead in real life. But okay, do you. All right. But us outside here in the real world say, go fuck yourself. All right? And don't you ever talk about my auntie like that. There you go. Anyway, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick Beniz. I will be taking you to the top of the hour. We are here live in Bushwick, Brooklyn, somewhere in the catacombs of what used to be the home of the Dodgers. Yay. Yes. Tonight's weather, if you care, will be... let's see, 60 degrees. No, 40 degrees. Ooh, that's what I thought. Man, 60 degrees. We in the summertime. Yeah, looks like winter finally left us. Not. Anyway, today was a high of 60 degrees with partly sunny skies. Feels like 51 with a humidity level 31%. Winds coming out of the northwest at 18 miles per hour, if you care. Wonderful, wonderful. Good, good, good. Yeah, I open up that little diatribe tonight because I'm sick and tired of it, man. Just shut your mouth, B. You know, Look, I'm not saying everybody's got to be a bunch of nice guys. You know, some of us, some of you, some people are not drinking milk at dinner and eating cheese sandwiches. Okay, clearly I understand that. But hey, you do not get to talk to me like I'm not a human being. You don't get to talk to women like that. You just don't get to, you know. So on behalf of the whole black community, go fuck yourself, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Spicer. Eat dicks, both of you. Hashtag eat dicks. Anyway, if you'd like to call in and speak your mind, I'll be taking calls at 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. That's Radio Free Brooklyn. Yes. And stand by. If you'd like to sponsor shows here at Radio Free Brooklyn, you can log on to radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, then sponsor a show. If you'd like to just sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn overall, then you could do that too. You can set up something with like on our sponsorship tab on radiofreebrooklyn.com. Thank you for choosing Freeform Radio. Boom. Moving on with the show tonight. I feel ill-prepared, but whatever, you know. The sun is out. The wind is kicking. It is kite-flying weather. You know, I said kite. All right, kite. I didn't say the other word. If you have any hate mail, keep it to yourselves. Clearly, you're not listening anyway. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm chilling. I took a walk today. Yeah, I know. And you're like, but your fat ass needed to walk. Yeah, I needed to walk. But I took a walk today. Oh, all the way to Bushwick. It's going to be a woods. It was amazing. It was amazing. Oh, the sun was out. The sky was blue. You know, the only missing thing was missing was like a Partridge Family song or something like that. It felt like a musical out there. It felt like a musical. That's all I can say about that. Anyway, yay, for all you listeners, I will be logging on to Facebook Live pretty soon. So if I sound a little choppy while I'm speaking, that's most likely because I'm speaking to any responses that I get on Facebook Live. But that doesn't mean that we can't talk. So if you want to talk, you can call me at 718-928-9732 as I log on to Facebook Live for a more interactive experience. Yes. Good. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about whatever's going on. What's going on today? Let's see. The Russians still haven't taken us over, but I think they're already here. So it doesn't matter. You know, this whole Russian thing, it's almost like going into the doctor and trying to find out, like, hey, how sick am I? Like, well, we're not sure yet. We're running tests. How long is the test going to take? It's going to take a while. Give me a minute. It's like, really? Really, doc? Come on, man. Yeah. Anyway, I've got nothing for you. Just a whole lot of silly, sad sadness out here. There's a lot of silly, sad sadness. What else is going on? Good. In sports, we're down to our final four. And for those of you who don't care, we're down to a ram, a rooster, a bulldog, and a duck. So, yeah. So that's the last four. So it's an all-animal final four of a ram, rooster, bulldog, and duck. Who wins? Please. Anyway, let me see if we can play some more music for you, for the listening folks. Let's see what else is going on. I tried to see if I can win on one of these these contests and everything for the final four because apparently. There's about 68 teams, and there's never been a perfect Final Four bracket ever. In fact, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's just one of those things where it's almost like how can I say this? Like, let's say you shot a pebble over a lake, and that pebble skipped perfectly over to the other side of the lake into somebody else's hands. It can happen. But most likely, probably won't happen. And if it does, it would have to be the most perfect, and I mean the most perfect of situations, for it to come through. So not necessarily, probable that it can happen. So, So yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna see if we can play a little something while I set up for the Facebook Live. And if you would like, and if you do have Facebook Live and you would like to get down with me, cool. Well, let's do that. But first, let's go back to Long Island, to these guys who were 3 feet high and rising back in the day. They go by the name of De La Soul. And this is Me, Myself, and I.
Now off of that and on to the soul. De La, that is. If you take 3 glasses of water and put food coloring in them, you have many different colors, but it's still the same old water. Make the connection, and now back to our video.
Myself and I.
This my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Here at Radio Free Brooklyn, what's up? It's your boy, Remick, talking to you to the top of the hour. What is going on? It is Wednesday, the last day. Well, not the last day. It's the last Wednesday of the month. We're heading into April on this Saturday. It will be the 1st of April. That'll be the Day of Fools. Yeah, don't be a fool, people. People start playing jokes on everybody, like, oh my God, I'm pregnant, blah, moving, blah, oh look, I lost a leg. Like, that's kind of corny. Please stop doing that stuff, all right? You're a grown ass. If you are a taxpayer and you have children, please stop playing around, all right? Jeez, all right? Anyway. All right. I'm feeling a little snuffleupagus today. I don't know why. Anyway, but if you would like to call in, please, by all means, 718-928-9732 at radioforbrooklyn.com. Yeah, good. Let's see. What else is going on out here? Is there anything to talk about right now? I don't know. Well, give me a second. Let's dig through this. Hold on for a second. I'll be right back. I guess. Oh, let me play a little something for you from De La. We'll be right back with you.
Yo, check it. Exit the old style, enters the new. But nothing's new by being hawked by a few. Or should I say a flock? Cause around every block there's Harry, Dick, and Tom with a demo in his car. Now I'm with helping those who want to help themselves and flaunt a nut that's doggy as a dog. But it's not the move to hear the tales of limousines and pals of money they'll make like a pro. I'd be like, yo, black disclaimer to take. Well, I have to show the time is fair, I just make. But the songs created in they shacks be so wick whack. Situations like this, I know. Hate niggas and smiles, Kool-Aid wide and ass. And with the straightest face, I be like, hell yeah. I slip them the digits and pop a Prince Paul so I don't go AWOL. But yet I know when they call, they get.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number and I'll get back to you. Check it out. Dixon Ave, haven't been to a jam in quite a while. Figure out, catch up on the latest styles. Spent piles and piles of double takes by the miles. All I wanna do is cut on the deck crowd. But addition appears by the mile to the sector. Believer of duty, plug one Moses in. And I be like, yo, G Pasta's all a producer.
Now woe is me to the third degree. Maze pulls the funny, so I make like the money. Check, but I'm getting used to this get more abuse, getting raped, to giving birth to a kid. Cause there's no escape from the clutches of a hawker. Attached to my success, sent like a stalker. Make way to my radius, playing fly guy. Try to get my back, they force like Luke Sky.
Yes, myself and I do. And thank you, De La Soul, for filling in for me. Wonderful. Anyway, what's going on? Happy Wednesday out there, everyone out there in Radio Land, Facebook Land, in the land that we live on for now. What's going on? What's going on out there? Talk to me, folks. I need some energy. I need some energy. I need some things. I have absolutely nothing to talk about. Well, there's so much to talk about, but there's nothing I want to really talk about. I'm not in like a full depression, but I'm kind of in a like a partial. Like I just can't. I just sick and tired of thinking about this damn freaking what's the name? This government. Everybody needs to stop, man. You know, maybe I wish life was like a musical. You know, does anybody get that? Like, I wish we could just break out and just break down and sing sometimes. I don't know what the hell's going on. Man. I don't know. This might be a musical show tonight. I don't know. I'm not sure if I got anything for you. Let me see if I can reboost my energy after this glass of water here. I'm just kind of through with the government. I'm kind of through with it all. How do you roll back stuff on the environment? I just roll back, environmental protections like that. Environmental protections. You got an evil empire going on out there, you know. Man. What are we going to do, folks? I don't know what we're going to do. Anyway. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I might actually have to play some of this, more of this De La Soul, because I'm feeling a little De La today. Feeling like Dayla. Stand by, folks.
Ooh, baby.
We'll be back.
Ooh? Man, ooh is where we at. We trying to get up in this club, Brick City. Come on, let me help you out.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock, Brick City.
like Darth Vader caps, they on stairs.
While we rocking it, I rocking it. Like a little ball inside the spray can. Providing three coats for both child, woman, and man.
God bless the guard, lady streets, wall to wall it go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yo, you got popped like a flick by that rivalry click and win.
The asphalt ball. Got your chin touched by my fam who thought you brought harm. You see, I'm iced out like a glass of tea. Better yet, oatmeal cookies. Y'all just rookies to me. Sliding up and down the court, but I don't think you can D. Why try? Maceo been getting high since Luke was Luke Skywalker. Man, my topic of talk is shedding shame all over your game. Like them shorties who claim that Afrocentric loving is the past drug. My life filled with that's what thugs love. Snack you fast, wrap that ass in the rug of your choice while it muffles your voice.
Now what the hell do y'all want from the Great Wig?
Sir, Wiz, sir, all we really want to do is get our party on.
A party? You mean at the club party? Party?
Yes.
Well, if that's all you wanted to do was party, come on. But I gotta rock with y'all stinking asses.
Yo, I got niggas in the street that'll blast your ass for the shine and get.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yo, if you a fat chick, getting your fuck on tonight, then go.
Ooh, ooh,
yo, put your hands opposite to the ground if you're loving that sound. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, and to my broke niggas on the corner holding me down. Go.
Gonna get it, he done did me wrong. I had plans to buy more land, plant corn, bust kernels on heat, work hard like wetbacks, setbacks is gonna get my ass P-hot style. Rock wallet the beat, top dollar the feet. Big monies make the big decision. Keep hip hop alive is just the intermission. Back to the second half of the feet, flick, stack the fuck.
I had
rap.
A thing for making paper since paper mache. Now my dollar coins join pounds again to play. While you broke niggas reach drunk much quicker. You don't make enough bread to soak up all your liquor. Went from God to God
damn. Damn, God, you're killing it. Should incorporate it, invest half a million. It. Rap cats talk with no real in it.
Sounding like they virtual. This joint will hurt you.
Yo, yo, yo.
You! I can't believe you had a party without inviting me. And I know she is not wearing my shoes.
Shut up, witch.
Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
to my women that'll throw their hands against their punk ass man. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you never been shot or stabbed, Brick City go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, I gotta catch a cab back to the lab so I can.
And that was De La Soul's ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, ooh, ooh, not to be confused with Young M.A.'s ooh, like ooh, 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 and ooh, two different oohs, two different oohs. You're actually serving two different audiences there with the oohs, so yes, good luck with that. Anyway, it's come to my attention that I believe a bill is passed to audit the Fed. The Federal Reserve? Like, yeah. Yeah, that ain't happening. I mean, the Fed is probably ready for all that. The Fed probably has their, like, cooked books and everything like that. Off to the side, they're like, well, we knew this day was coming. You know, bring out the phony books. Let's come on. Bring out the phony books. Like, let them see these. Look, this whole system is, the whole system is rigged, folks. Not to be a cynic, you know, not to be Black Rush Limbaugh, but the whole system is rigged. All right, save yourselves. All right? Stop buying lemonade off the street. Okay? There's poison in there, I tell you. Poison! There's poison, I tell you. Oh, man. It's good times. Good time. Man, feels good to just talk shit into a mic sometimes. Oh, man. Good. What's going on out there? My thoughts. Yeah, those are my exact thoughts. The Fed, like auditing the Fed is never going to happen. It is what it is. Man, I hope this ain't fake news. I'm responsible for you spreading it. Oh, man, you probably are. You know what? That is probably fake news, actually. Thank you. But that's okay. If I'm spreading it, I'm only spreading it to like maybe like 10 people and probably some dude in Norway or something like that. And if that dude in Norway is listening, that was probably fake news. I'm so sorry. I'm over here spouting stuff that hasn't even been research checked and double checked. I didn't even go through like, you know, standards and everything like that to go check that out. Whatever. You need Gold Mike to be like, Rush. Yeah, Rush. Well, I also need some heroin to be like Rush. Heroin and a micro penis. And I don't have neither of those two things. So, yeah, I'm going to be okay. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's a dick. He can go eat dicks himself. Oh, man. There we go. That's my thoughts about that. If you see him in the streets, you let him know I said so. All right? Boom. What else is going on? Oh, it's getting nicer out there. I'm sure it's going to come back to haunt us all. It was like 58 degrees out there. It was perfect. It was perfect, man. I was walking outside. It felt like a Jackson 5 song today or something, you know. It felt like enjoy yourself. It was perfect. Maybe we should team up and beat some sense into Rush's sidekicks. No. We can't go out there and beat up Rush's sidekicks. That's so wrong. It's so wrong, man. It's just wrong. You know, there's too many people just walking up on people, knocking people out. You know, like, and there's a thing in New York where people do this thing called the knockout game. But no, well, not people. These young kids, you know, and I would not call them young thugs. That's not cool. You know, they're kids and they're acting a fool. And that's all it is. So these young kids think it's really cool to just walk up on somebody, knock them the hell out and just like kind of walk away. I'm like, no, that's punk character. And like, stop being punks. All right. First of all, it's never cool to walk up to somebody, knock them out, and then just walk away just because you could tell your boy, like, oh, yeah, look what I did. I was fresh. Like, this motherfucker. Like, where are your parents? Like, what? They're at work? Oh, I wonder if they know that you're out here acting a fool, you know? Folks, we really have to just take ownership of our communities. Man, I tell you, I know it's lip service, but it's the truth. These youth, man, the youth. That's right, youth, Y-O-U-F. The youth need our control. They need our guidance, and they need something to look up to now more than ever. I tell you, it's the truth. Come with the Bill Cosby, yo. Pull up your pants. No, I'm not doing the Bill Cosby thing. Pull up your pants. I didn't say all that. Pull up your pants. No. See, my thing is, you can have character and keep your pants down. It's okay. My whole thing is like, you just can't be going around knocking people the fuck out. That's not cool. I don't play that. Like, first of all, like, you come test me about the whole that whole knockout game thing. I will show you a grown ass man who will hit little kids. I will punch you the fuck out. Like, do not mess with me. I will do this. You know, I don't care if they are like, oh, I believe the children are our future. Well, his future's short now that he messed with me. He put his hands on my face. I'm going to put my hands back on his. Clearly. Yes, that's right. My name is Remick, and I approve this message. Know this. Like, kids cannot be walking around here, like, knocking people the hell out. It needs to stop. You know? I don't know who did this. I don't know who put that out there. Like, yo, I bet if I hit this dude, he ain't going to do nothing. Well, when you, like, a punk, and then you hit him from the side, and you don't give him a chance, of course he ain't going to do nothing. Jerk. Like, yeah, I just snuffed them out. Like, that's not cool, you idiots. You little morons. Oh, man. Oh, snap. You know what else happened this week? Dolezel is back in the news. You know, Rachel. Jeez. El Haj Malik, El Rachel Shabazz. Rachel Dolezel. What are we going to do with you? I tell you, you know what? For all the people who are not coming to the cookout this summer, Rachel sure is trying to come to the cookout, man. I want to applaud her. I want to applaud her guile and her strength for trying to push through and trying to get the Ben Carson seat at the cookout. You know, she heard Omarosa's not coming through to the cookout because she's been disinvited. You know, Stacey Dash no longer with us. They're like, no, she's not dead. She's just no longer with us. So, yeah. So she's disinvited. You know, there's a lot of people just not coming to the cookout. But like, but with so many openings, Rachel Dolezal over here trying to be on the front line. Sup, Mike Dowry? Good to see you. Rachel, you know what? For all the stuff that she's going through, I get it. At the same time, I'm like, you know what? I laugh, and at the same time, I want to cry because I'm like, just be, Rachel. Just be yourself. It's okay. It's like, you know, there's a lot of white people that black people admire. And the thing is, they're like, you know, we say Bill Clinton's part of the community, sort of. You know, that's before we had a real black president. But still, you know, but Bill, like, he can still show up. We, and like, you know what I'm saying? He could bring a saxophone too. But Rachel, you don't have to go this far. You do not have to go this far, Rachel. We get it. Well, you know, like you could be down without being brown. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's okay. Like, but you know, but clearly you gone too far. I don't know, like, what was going on when you was living in Montana with your parents and everything like that. You know, I don't know. Maybe they didn't put enough, you know, like seasoning salt in your food and everything. Maybe you got your first taste of, you know, of actually like spice foods, and you were like, "Ooh, this is different." Like, "Ooh, what's this?" We call it grits, and it was just something totally different for you, you know. And thus you went to Howard University. I mean, first of all, you went to Howard and graduated. Let me applaud you. And I want to applaud Howard University for being so open. So open to Rachel Dolezal. Look at the power of a historical black college and university. Look at Rachel Dolezal. Man, like some of you cats out here and graduating worth a damn. Rachel Dolezal came through and then she's trying to bring it back to Africa. Look, man, how sad is that? Oh, my God. Oh, Rachel. She. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's the power of melanin, I tell you. The power of melanin. She was Southern Italian. She would have gone through all that. You know what? What? She got, you can talk about the Sicilian thing there, Pasquale. Like, yeah, you know. Well, that's because the Moors came through, you know, and did the business all throughout Italy and everything like that. Yeah, that's right. The Moors. That's right. The Moors just party crash. Well, they didn't party crash. The Moors actually made the Sicilians better. Like, that's all I could say about that. Boom. There you go. And if you're Sicilian and you want to take it up with me, come see me. I'm in these streets. Duh. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway. Oh, man. Bill Clinton. And come now, Rem. Bill Clinton is now Professor Griff. Kick him out. No, I didn't say Bill Clinton was invited to the cookout. Look, the list of the cookout is, I mean, like, there's going to be a cut down before the summer gets here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so much time before Memorial Day, before the, like, you know, before the on the first of the three cookouts. So yeah, I think Bill hasn't attended a cookout in years, you know, because cats are going to be there with their jeans hanging off their asses and everything. And Bill doesn't necessarily like that stuff. So, you know, he respectfully declines not to show up. Plus, every time he shows up, he wants to come through with like two pitchers of drinks and nobody else wants to drink anymore. I wonder why, you know, like he has these little spiked cocktails. I don't know what he's putting in there, whatever. You know, it looks like hypnotic mixed in with a little like Hawaiian punch and everything. Who knows? I can't really say. I can't put my hand on it. You know, I mean, Bill's going to be Bill. That's all I can say about that, you know. So I'm part more, according to some comments on my YouTube. I'm just saying. Oh yeah, you like? Oh, you Sicilian? I did not know that, Pasquale. Well, good on you. I'm just saying. The Moors came through and into Sicily, and then boom, like things turned up. That's all I could say. That's all I'm gonna say about that. You know, please know this. Know this. This has been a wonderful interactive talk with all of you on Facebook Live. Wonderful. Ah, yes. Such a lovely day. Oh, man. Yeah, Bill Cosby, he'll be fine. Apparently he seems to be doing okay in this court case. Like, you know, while everybody's got their eyes on Trump, Bill Cosby over here in the fight of his life is actually coming through hard. I'm like, woo! Like, is nobody paying attention to Bill Cosby? Like, oh my God, this is what happened the last time. Like, no one was paying attention to Bill Cosby. And next thing you know, like, chicks were sleeping on the couch. Who knew? Who knew there was just many women sleeping on Bill Cosby's couch? I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, that's funny. I'm just saying that was, you know, roofie humor is humor still. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know, Bill cooks babies at a cookout. No, I'm talking about Clinton. Bill Clinton. You know what? Bill Clinton. Yeah, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. He's been invited to the cookout. Bill Clinton moved to Harlem just to make sure that his invitation to the cookout didn't get lost. Like, do you understand that? Like, that's power. You know, his first move was to Harlem right after the White House. He's like, nope, moving to Harlem. It's gonna do that now. Gonna be by Sylvia's every day. Whatever. I'm gonna go Juju Man on that beat. There you go. Well, hey, what's up, Shonda? How you doing? You know, that's Bill. Bill was out there every day. Every day, you know, I feel for Bill. He was like, Bill was like, no, I'm going to be a man of the people, you know, the people of color. Like, you know, and then Hillary came along, they decided, like, no, we can't live on Adam Clayton Powell. Like, we're going to move up to Chappaqua, you know, because they got, you know, really nice bed and breakfasts up there. I mean, not to say Harlem doesn't have, you know, the quality bed and breakfast. They got nice beds. Breakfast, nah, it's all right. So, whatever. But yeah, but the cookouts, the hood cookout list is real. And getting back to Rachel, I feel for her, you know. And apparently, there was this HBO had on Vice News. I was watching on HBO last night. Rachel is an artist, and she's a pretty decent artist. I was like, wow, this is some good stuff here. And apparently she's trying to move now to South Africa because they seem to be, because South Africa seems to be on a mindset of trying to go forward within a society where they shift their paradigm into not the thinking about races as, you know, white and black, you know, and thinking as just human and African, you know. And the thing is, she feels like that's a little more progressive than what's going on in the United States because people don't necessarily aren't feeling her. But it's not to say that people aren't feeling her. It was just one of those things where, like, you know, if you were real from the start in the sense of, like, you just said, like, look, I'm white. However, I do feel this. I feel this so much that I need to do this, you know. I'm just saying it's, you know, it is what it is. And she's free to do whatever she wants. I mean, people convert every day. You know, I didn't know that you can convert, you know, races, but, you know, I mean, because I can't convert Japanese tomorrow, but I mean, you know, but in time, I'm sure I can speak some Japanese or at least get fluent, you know. I mean, I've watched Naruto at least, I don't know, what, 6 years of my life? I'm good to go, you know. Yeah, man, it's real. Nah, man, he moved there to rob and exploit black people. You know, I will not have you besmirching the good name of Bill Clinton. How dare you, sir? Oh, Bill Clinton. Oh, he did so much for black people, but not the Haitians. He and Hillary, they did the Haitians wrong. And for that, I was not, that's why I held my nose and I voted for her. I held my nose and I voted for her because I knew, like, well, at least she, I know she, in my, in the back of my mind, I'm like, she owes the Haitians one, you know. Whereas, like, I look at Trump and I'm like, that dude knows nothing and he will do nothing because he is nothing. He is a sad man, you know. And for all the people who come out with that narrative of, like, he had so much to lose, he had all his money, he didn't need to be our president. I'm like, man, why didn't you tell him that in the first place? I could have told him to just sit the fuck down, Donald. Nobody wants you. We've never had a president named Donald before, you know. But then again, you can say we never had a president named Barack before. But when we did, it was kind of awesome, though. Oh, my God. Oh, it was kind of cool. What's up, Cecil? Shout out to Cecil. What's going on? Oh, man. Yeah, man, I have no I have no, I have nothing good to ever say about this presidency, you know. But I was okay with the Bill Clinton presidency, you know, and everything. Now the thing is, when I found out, like, you know, the whole NGO situation regarding the Haitians, I was not necessarily crazy about it, and I was like, no, they screwed them over. Of course they did, you know. You know, but at the same time, I know this much. I know that for the most part, the Clintons will have to somehow try to find a way to address it. Whereas Donald Trump will never, ever, ever, ever do anything. Like, those HBCUs are never going to see that money. You know what I'm saying? All they got was a picture in the Oval Office, and that's about it. That's sad. It's sad, B. It's just sad. Like enough. Stop putting me as a trophy on your desk. I'm enough. Enough. Man, race is a social construct, but Dolezal took that to the wrong place. I can't believe you're giving her a pass. I'm not giving her a pass. I'm respecting the fact of that she has decided that, hey, I'm leaving the United States because I can't deal. But at the same time, I love the fact that like, I have to really give it to her. She's really trying to get into the cookout this summer. Like, some people are not getting into the cookout this summer. Like, Rachel might get a plus one. She might not necessarily get an invitation, but she might get a plus one. That's all I'm going to say. Donald gave us Spicer. Fair trade. Love that maniac. You know, Sean Spicer. Oh, man. That dude. He is the worst. And I mean, like, why would you, like, why every day you have to wake up to that job and just, like, I'm sure he's probably got a flask in his pocket, like, and he says the words, God, I hate myself, right before he walks out and then spreads all those lies. Like, that dude is just straight lying every fucking day. Every day. Every day he knows it. He's like, he's on the Titanic and he's telling the captain, like, no, everything's fine out here. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. He's literally on the Titanic. He's on the Titanic telling us all, like, you know what? There's no ice chunks out there. What do you mean? It's smooth sailing for the next 4 years. Come on, guys. Like, hey, get the cataracts out your eyes. All right? Man, Sean Spicer. Woo, that dude. Just, man. That dude's fucking hilarious. That's all I can say about that. Man, what about the super predator? Look, I told you, Hillary Clinton doesn't get a pass. She doesn't get a plus one to the cookout. I told you, I'm not giving the Clintons a pass. I'm just saying, looking at the Clintons and looking at Rachel Dolezal, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have to give Dolezal the plus one. I'll have to. If we had to choose to feed some white folks at the cookout, I'm going to have to go with Rachel Dolezal only because, like, hey, at least she's over here trying for the people. And for that, I'm okay with it. What's up, Marcy? Shout out to you. I'm just saying, Spicer, you want me to you want me to say this? F it. He takes a bump of coke. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he takes a bump of coke. That dude, like, Sean Spicer has it, like, you know, it, like, there's a lot of people out there who say the words, God, I hate my job, every day before they take the shower, as they eat their food, as they walk into the building, you know, and as they sit down at their desk, at their cubicle. Sean Spicer embodies, God, I hate my job. Because you can see it in his face. I don't think he believes most of the stuff he's saying. But he's like, well, geez, this is my dream job. Oh, but I work for the devil. Why? Why, God? Why? It, like, that dude, he hates his life. He hates his job. He doesn't hate his life. But he's like, oh, I can at least write a book about it after this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, The Devil in Me, the Sean Spicer years. I mean, you know, that dude, man, he's just so, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I didn't appreciate what he did to April Ryan the other day. Like, you're like, you don't get to tell people, you know, don't shake your head like that. Like, April Ryan's not like a 6-year-old. You know what I'm saying? You're not a chaperone at the White House when you're talking to the White House press corps. These are grown ass folks. You know, you are not a chaperone. You're not telling them, like, hey, put the chips down, April. Like, what is wrong with you? You're a grown-ass man. She's a grown-ass woman. You know, treat her with respect, and she will treat you likewise. All right? She's asking questions. Like, they're reporters. Reporters are known to be dickheads on trying to get to information. That's what they do, you know? It's like politicians. Politicians lie. This is what they do, you know? So, geez. So, when you're not as forthcoming with information, of course she's going to dig in. Dang, B. Yeah, he's unwinding. That dude, I wouldn't be surprised on the weekends if he's like, you know, if he's got like six masseuse on his back and he's like chugging like a whole bottle of like, you know, like a Johnny Walker or something like that. It's just ridiculous. You know, Sean Spicer, yeah, he needs like 4 days. He needs a week off. Oh, Tahari, what's going on, man? Shouts to you. Oh, dude is going to do some shirtless and drunk one day soon. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm shocked he has not shown up shirtless, you know, and just talking trash and just slurred speech, just surfboarding, you know, right at work. Just, I do not care. Like, do you know what they're doing back there? Like, do you know how many cats Steve Bannon has in his office? Oh my God. No, when I say cats, I mean cats. I mean he has literally the cast of Cats sitting down with cats in their laps. It's ridiculous. Steve Bannon is the devil. I'm okay with saying that and putting that out there. Steve Bannon is the devil. If you see him, you tell him he is a devil, you know. I mean he's just he's a devil of any color, you know, white, brown, red. But you know, he is the skin tag devil. That dude's got a whole lot of skin tags, though. He's just scary looking. He's a scary looking dude. You know, Steve Bannon is a dude, like, you see in the news where you find out, like, oh, yeah. And he's been housing, like, you know, seven women in a cage in his basement. Like, yeah, I can see that. That's Steve Bannon. What? Mm-hmm. Yep, all day long. I'm not surprised. I'm just not surprised by certain things anymore, you know? Steve Bannon. They're all evil. Whatever. So, it's been a great show, man. Dude's like, I don't feel for Sean Spicer though, because you choose to do that job, you know, you choose to do certain work like the coal miner. The coal miner chooses to go down into earth and pluck stones out of the earth and everything. I'm not saying there's not other work, but clearly if that's the work that pays, that's the work that he does, you know? So you chose to be there. You know, some people choose to do certain jobs. He knew, like, this guy is not the savior. But somehow, some way, he talked himself to thinking he might be. So I don't necessarily feel for him. I do not feel for this fucker. You know, I don't feel for you when you are when you know better. You know, you clearly know better. I mean, Sean Spicer had to have gone to college, you know. I'm going to assume that, you know. So I'm going to assume that you know better. I'm going to assume that you see, like, this dude is out of his fucking mind, you know, and you chose to work for him. So you knew you're dealing with a hostile boss. Now, you're dealing with a hostile boss. Don't bring out your hostilities on me when I ask you questions like, hey, did he really mean this when he tweeted this? Why didn't he tell you all about this at the meeting that was mandatory for everybody this afternoon? I'm just saying, that's not on me. This guy, man. This has been possibly the, like, it's almost the best shit show I've ever seen. I'm just sad that, you know, it's a reality TV show in which I'm on or I'm being affected by that I'm not getting paid for. That's the effect of this government, you know. Oh man. Like, I think everyone in the government should be mandated to dig coal. But that'll be for like a weekend, both Democrat and Republican. I'm just saying, it wouldn't change anything, you know. Like, for anybody who thinks, like, rolling back all these EPA mandates and everything like that Trump rolling them back is going to help boost the economy, you're wrong. Will it help them boost, like, dirt in your lungs? You're right. I'm just saying, like, What part of clean air, clean water, you know, offends people? What part of Meals on Wheel offends people? You know, what part? I really want to know this. I'm like, who out here is really talking about, you know what? You know what? We could have made at least another $500,000 today had we not had that pure, clear stream of water, you know, bouncing down those rocks down the street. Look at that water. Look at that clear water. It's cursing us. I mean, what, B? Oh, man. Yeah, even if people, even if, like, Republicans and Democrats would physically do the work of a coal miner, I'm sure they would just, like, chalk it up to, well, I had to do, it was an ab day, so, yeah. Kind of got to work at it. Yeah. Like, whatever. Like, but I want to shout out to that guy. No, I'm not going to call him by his name. That doofus. For not throwing out the ceremonial ball on the first day of baseball and everything, because he doesn't want to get booed. That dude doesn't want to get booed. He's like, what a softy, you little punk bitch! Like, get out here and throw that rock, all right? Jeez, man, he doesn't want to get out there and throw the rock. I'm like, you're an asshole. Anyway, oh man, folks, I'm gonna have to leave you tonight. It's been wonderful. It's been a great show. It's been a wonderful night. I want to thank you all on out here on our Facebook Live. You've been wonderful. Shout out to yourselves. Woo! Shout out to me. All right. I'll leave you tonight with Talib Kweli. Good times. Let's all get by. Let's love each other. Treat each other right. And let's get to the top together. I'm your boy. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask me why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about a struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the South before my nigga Core bailed me out. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Like Best Style, see the red sky, the window of the red eye, like the lead flies, the G-Rap shit, living the lead dive. Smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by, just to get by.